Yimba mepa swamthengam. Cultivate absorption as absence of distraction. Absence of distraction is meditation. The meditation is when there is no distraction. You know, so therefore, if you can, you know, free yourself from distraction, and when you really understand the nature of yourself, there is nothing to be fearing, there is nothing to be, you know, attend more, you are free, then there is nothing to be distracted also. So therefore, rouse wisdom as great bliss, free from elaborations. Now this understanding experience that we described with view, meditation, action, that, you know, that is wisdom, and that is great bliss. You call it great bliss because there is no more any, you know, any struggle. There is no need of any struggle. There is absolutely, you know, that there is no struggle, nothing to struggle about, nothing to kind of, not even a fear that there might be something problem coming or some negativity coming, because you know there's nothing. So that's the great bliss. Tudal is therefore, you know, it's free from any kind of grasping. You don't have to kind of hold on to anything, and that's why it's called Tudal. That kind of wisdom generate. So these six you generate for others, trying to generate these kind of six qualities, not only in yourself, but in others. So dedicate these six for the sake of other beings. Here it says, migrators. This is a translation of roa. The Tibetan word roa is here translated as migrator. Roa is all the samsaric beings are called roa in Tibetan, or in Tibetan, yes. Means it's kind of constantly kind of running, constantly passing on. There's never, you know, you always run, always running either after something or away from something, and then going from one realm to the another, one realm to the another. The cycle of, you know, kind of samsara, sometimes a little bit up, you know, higher realms, a little bit more better, sometimes lower down, a little bit more, much more suffering and problem, but, you know, entrapped. The idea is, understanding, or the example is like as a little fly in a bottle. If you put the fly in the bottle, then the fly sometimes goes down, sometimes goes up, but never gets out of it. So in the same way, all these roa, all these, you know, samsaric beings, we are like a little bit trapped, and sometimes go up, sometimes go down, but actually in the same kind of same bottle. So therefore, they need to be freed. As long as we can free ourselves from the samsaric state of being, state of mind, we cannot free totally from the, you know, sufferings. So therefore, you know, if we understand, but this freeing, what is binding us? What is binding us is our own, you know, kind of ignorance, our own aversion and attachment, our own negativity. So therefore, when we can see who actually we are, what actually we are, what my mind is, you know, what is the nature of myself, then this binding is kind of there's nothing, you find that there's nothing to bind you, you know, the, because the binding was in the mind, binding was in the ignorance, binding was a kind of imagination that this is the binding, because we don't want, we can't go out because we can't go out, we think we can't go out, but actually, you know, the moment we see that there's, it's like that, then I can, you know, it's a little bit like the example of the story of, you know, they said this, a swan, you know, swan laid, you know the story, I think. I think it was a swan, but maybe it doesn't matter, let it be. A swan laid an egg in the chicken's, you know, nest, you can say. And then the chicken, you know, sat on these eggs, and then they all came out. So the chicken said, you know, we are all chicken, you have to come with me, you know. You cannot go near the water, because you fall down in the water, you will drown, you know. You should only pack the things, you know, this little bit of grains and things like that. You know, you should... So this swan, little swan, was thinking she was a chicken. And then, you know, and also she was an ugly chicken, because, you know, a little bit clumsy, a little bit bigger, and, you know, for a time, no feathers and things like that. So she was very sad about that. And then grew up, and then after some time really grown up. And then, you know, some swans came and said, you are a swan, let's fly. She said, no, I can't fly because I am a chicken. No, you should fly. You are one of us. Cool, let's fly. I can fly. Look. No, I'm not. I'm a chicken. So therefore, you know, it took a long time to convince her that she was a swan, because she was so convinced that she was a chicken. So this is the kind of example from Buddhist point of view that although we are swans in essence, but we are so used to think that we are a chicken that we are bound by the rules of the chicken. So therefore, you know, we need to train to learn with, you know, with view, meditation, and all sorts of things to make us understand that we are actually swan, and then we can fly. That's the idea. So that is what I heard him say. This is said by the